Today's tip is about analyzing where do you shop and why do you shop there. Stay tuned. And so we are back with our tips. Have you listened to some of the tips? Are you enjoying this series? I'm loving it to a point where I literally have to stop myself recording because I just think I love these type of conversations because they're just so empowering and they help you. You can't get tired of hearing it because they help you shop better and shop smarter all the time. Like you're just like, oh, wow, there must be something that is making you think. We are just planting seeds of shopping knowledge. Just there must be something that will, you know, catch your attention and it will help you shop better and smarter. Or you'll remember it maybe when you are about to shop and you're like, oh, I think I remember once, you know, hearing something about this and this or this and that. And it will add a little bit of value to whatever it is that you purchase, at least I hope. Today we're talking about analyzing where you shop, why do you shop there, and do you have your go-to shop? Once upon a time, I decided, and I don't know why, I was just trying to think about this, how did this come about? But I guess I got tired of, you know, walking into a mall or I don't know, all these shopping spaces and you're going shop by shop. You're literally going into each and every shop just to look for one particular item. Once upon a time, I got so tired. But then again, I thought perhaps it's because I'm a stylist and as a stylist, that's what we do. We go to showrooms, we go to stores, different stores looking for all these beautiful garments that we can style, that we can, you know, talk about for you in the magazine. And I think when it came to my personal shopping list, by then I was just finished. Like I just couldn't bear going all over again on a Saturday, starting the process all over again when literally the whole week I've just been like living in showrooms and doing all these things. And then I just decided to come up with like a format that has worked for me for years, like literally for years. Years. Did I say years? I only shop in one place. Like I literally shop at one place. I don't shop anywhere else. And I was like, from now on, actually, I have found my store. I love what they sell. And that's where I'm going to shop. Like it was just one of those shops where I walk in, I find everything that I need. Everything is at the level of how I want my fashion to be. Everything is, I just love it. And then I just decided right then and there that I will not be going around different shops looking for something that may not even be in existence, frankly. So I only shop at this one particular shop. I will not mention the store of where I shop because this show is not about that. You know, this show is not about promoting particular shops, unless if obviously we're in partnership with them for a particular project. But this show is really just about us changing our mindset in terms of how we look at fashion. And I really want to keep it at that. It's not really about trying to channel people to go shop somewhere else. We all have different tastes and we all love different things. And I also have those things. So it's just not me about me pushing what I love in terms of go to this shop. But I love, even today, you know, I go there and it serves my needs. So I think that, you know, all of us, there's value here. You know, there's value in terms of channeling yourself that if you're a girl who just, you're tired of just walking around and looking for things that may not be in existence because that was my thing. And then you eventually waste 3 hours and you still haven't found that particular thing. Like, what is the point? So that's why this format has worked for me. I literally leave my house. I go to the shop. I find something and I come back home and I've made peace, and I love how I look, and that's just what it is. And it requires that kind of maturity. It requires that sense of feeling like whatever particular shop that you will choose, it will serve your needs. It will serve whatever it is that you need, and you should be convinced that it's working. Because as soon as you start doubting that there's something out there, you're always going to feel like there's something out there. So it's an exercise. It's a project that you need to embark on for about 3 months, if you love being all over. But maybe it's just a matter of just having an afternoon as you're driving, thinking about if ever there was one shop, one retail store where you can shop there for the rest of the year and nowhere else, which store would that be? That serves your needs, that you love their style, you love the image it's project, that you love just that aesthetic, the image. What shop would that be? And you stick to that. Would that work for you? And you just stick to that. It saves so much time. It saves so much worry and frustration and fitting rooms and trying out and queues when you have to pay. And oh, like, trust me, I love shopping. I love looking good. But this has worked for me. It has made my life easier. And that doesn't mean you can't shop anywhere else. Please do understand what I'm trying to say. You will, of course, we're human. You will find something, you're on vacation and you're traveling, or you see something beautiful, or you happen to go meet a friend for lunch, and after lunch, you're just taking a stroll, at that particular center, wherever it is, and you see something beautiful. Of course, you can buy it. We're talking about the majority of the time when you do leave your home and you need to go shopping for whatever, that's where I start. That's my go-to. It's rarely do they ever disappoint me, but that doesn't mean 5% of my wardrobe can't, I can't explore, I can't find other spaces. All I'm saying is that I hardly ever have the energy to just be in a shopping mall and shopping. And I think I've met more and more women who are saying, I don't have time. Like, I don't have the energy. I don't have time. Or I hate it. Some people even say, I hate it. Like, I can't handle it. A friend of mine was saying the other day, as soon as I walk into the shop, I go blank. Like, I can't stand it anymore. And that's maybe the strategies for those women, those ladies who just feel like, no, I couldn't be bothered. Like, listen, I've been shopping since I was 20. I just can't do it anymore. And I guess that's where e-commerce has come in handy for some of us, or for people who are in that state of mind, But I think the intention really is just to encourage you to plant a seed and say, think about if there was ever that one retail store, what would it be? Do you think, are you at the stage in your life where you would just only shop there? Think about it and try it. It has worked for me. I shop at that one place all the time when I leave. That's just my go-to. Or maybe you should just have a go-to shop, if you're feeling like this strategy is too restrictive for you, maybe that's fine. Maybe see it as my go-to, and that's where you start. And then when they have failed you, that's when maybe you can try somewhere else, But I pretty much have lived that brand, and I love everything about it, and I enjoy it. And that's my smart shopping tip for today. Really just thinking about, if you were to just re-strategize this whole game, how would you do it? We've all been shopping. I mean, if you are 50 years old now, you've been shopping for years. And do you still even have the stamina to, shop for more? Maybe yes, maybe not. Or maybe it depends on the time of the year, If you're 20, you're obviously still loving fashion. And not all 20-year-olds do love fashion as well, but you get my flow. And if you're in your 30s, you're getting to that stage where now you're trying to find who you are in fashion. You're trying to solidify that whole, who am I in fashion? If you're in your 40s, you're tired. There, I've said it. You're tired. You're tired. You're like, I couldn't be bothered. I could not be bothered. I'm exhausted. So, or maybe I'm generalizing, but yeah, so think about the strategy. I'm sure there's something in there. Like I said, once upon a time, I just decided that I will not be doing that. And perhaps it's because of my profession and that, you know, it's easy for me to say that. But maybe if you're home all the time and you work, you're a lawyer, maybe you do have time to go shop, you know. I just got sick of seeing clothes, you know. I got sick of just seeing different, because by the time I wanted to sort myself out, I already seen everything. Think about it this way. I've already seen anything. That I've been to each and every shop you can think about. So I know already what's in there. And perhaps it's different. Hence I'm saying, perhaps you're going to have form of what if there's something different out there. You know, maybe, I don't know, maybe it works for people like us. But please try it. Let me know what you think. Send us a, you can DM us, you can leave a comment on our Instagram page. You can review this episode by just sharing how you found it useful. And let us know, you know, if this is, it has added value to your shopping strategy. I think I would like to put it that way, to your shopping strategy. Till the next episode, friends. Love this. This was very personal to me because I've lived this and I love it and it has worked and it has put me in so much peace. You know, I don't have those issues where people say, I hate shopping, I don't like going to the shops, but it has given me so much peace. Try it. I encourage you to try it. You're going to love it. And that doesn't mean you can't shop anywhere else. 90% can be from this shop and 10% can be from, you know, everywhere else. On those days when you have energy, you are dying to shop, or you see something beautiful, or you're traveling on vacation, whatever it is. Cheerio, till next time.